Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. It shows great devotion to be here at the very last session. So I really appreciate your being here. Today I'm going to talk about some issues from the Central Valley in California, also known as the San Joaquin Valley. And over there's a lack of specialty care, lack of physicians, enough physicians. And so there is that burning question about how do we make care more accessible to people who lack health insurance and easy, closer access to healthcare specialist. And if you look at the graph, the chart over here, it shows the health professional shortage areas in the San Joaquin Valley, all the blue areas. So there's a huge shortage of specialty care doctors. It's more evident in this chart. Look at the San Joaquin Valley. It's compared to everywhere else, we have the least number. And MDs per 100,000, primary care MDs per 100,000, and look at the specialty cares. It's way down, and it's below the recommended number of specialties that you need to have in a serve well in a particular area. So there has been a lot of questions about, okay, how to fix it. And one of the things was about, how about telemedicine or e-health? Is it possible? Can we do that? What we have observed over years is that in Northern and Southern California, there's a lot of telemedicine facilities, but not so much in the Central Valley. And question has been posed, like, is it because we do not have interest in that area? We have a lot of Hispanic population. Maybe they are not so much excited about getting healthcare through the internet or, telemedicine, or looking at web pages. So that was one burning question. So we're doing research on that area. And for this research part, I had some questions to ask, and these are some of those. So do households in this region have access to computers and internet? So you need to have access and computers and internet even before you can have access to medicine over the internet. Do they use internet, land phones, cell phones to access healthcare information? Do they actually do that right now? Do they have those things? It's very interesting to look at data on cell phone use. We do not have nationwide or even regional data on how many people have cell phones in each areas. We hear a lot about that, especially during the election year, that a lot of young folks have cell phones and they do not have land phones. So one of the questions in this survey was, okay, can we find out how many people have access to cell phones? And even if they have cell phones, are they willing to use the internet and other communication devices to access healthcare and healthcare information? And last question was asking was, okay, does it vary by age, race, like Hispanic or whites? And is there a role for gender? Do women like it more as opposed to men and things like that? So I'm going to move to the just before I move to the results, just to want to show like what the data source is. It's comes from a telephone survey that was conducted in 2007, this last year. We had randomly selected about 2,300 households in the Central Valley, and we took the four following counties for the survey: the Kings, Tulare, Fresno, and Madera. Now, this chart shows number of cell phone users, 80% across the board, almost average 80%. Computer, 70% of the households that in the survey, they had computers at home, about 66% to 70%. Cable, DSL, dial-up, if you combine all of them together, it's about 55% to 60%. So there's a lot of access, and we did not know that. So there's a lot of discussion whether we actually have people using internet services. But remember that these are people who have telephone, right? So this is a telephone survey. It's not like, you know, it's not representing the whole valley. There are many people, you know, without, who are undocumented workers and are living, you know, poverty, who may not have access to telephone and may not have access to this kind of services. So we asked them about the access, and we wanted to know whether there's a difference by race. Okay, you see Hispanics versus non-Hispanics. Non-Hispanics, mostly whites, they had more access across the board for cell phones, computers, and internet. So there's a statistical significant difference between them. We looked at by age, under 55 and over 55, there's significant difference across the board. Under 55, they are more using, they're more into technology, as everybody can understand. Cell phone, more computers, internet. We asked them about how do you contact nurses and doctors if you want to visit them, have questions, and things like that. And over here, this shows the difference by age. There's not so much difference, but there are a lot of people who use the phone to get in. Under 55, less, more over 55, it's understandable. People want to stay from home and call the doctors. We see that difference. Now, when we look at it by race, Hispanic versus non-Hispanic, you see that, you know, Hispanics are more in terms of going to the office to get care. Okay, they're more into that than non-Hispanics. When it comes to phone, it's 91% non-Hispanics, and Hispanics are much less. And why is that? You know, is it because it's a language barrier to talk with the phone, or they do not have information, or is it because they have to go show up? They don't have health insurance. Sometimes you have to have health insurance to make a phone call and talk to the nurses. So maybe that's a reflection of that. So that's this is what we found. Oops. We also asked them about their willingness to use IT or communication services to access healthcare service or information. So we asked them several questions like, you know, would you like to use email or cell phones to make appointments? And when you divide it by age, we found that, yeah, younger folks were more inclined to use email or cell phones to talk to doctors or make appointments in the first place. Second was whether they're willing to get prescription and drug information over their cell or email. And under 55, overwhelmingly, you know, they are more inclined, they are interested to receive the services, drug information, our prescription information over the phone, in their cell phones or emails. Third was whether you're interested to get lab tests. So if you're X-ray or, you know, your whatever information that the doctor's lab reports, are you interested to have that at your home, on your cell phone, or, on your emails? Again, you know, under 55 or more interested. Same thing goes for asking, when we ask them about whether you want to be reminded about taking medicines. And under 55, they have no problem. And why is that? Is it because of this, you know, generational gap? More people who are used to technology, they think that, okay, you know, I'm not that much worried about privacy. I'm doing online shopping. I do online banking. So this is the sense they have, while older people, they are not used to checking their emails, not used to technology, and they have more conservative views about their privacy. So that can be the reason also. We ask the same questions when we divide it by Hispanic, non-Hispanic. It's very interesting to see that, you know, although Hispanics had less access to all the services that we said in the results, but they're more inclined to receive the services. So it can be a cost issue, or maybe they're more interested in technology. So it can be a host of issues which requires further research, but you can see across the board they are that Hispanics are more inclined to receive access services through internet and IT and cell phones and other communication devices. So we looked at the gender when you asked them about their willingness, and we didn't find any statistical significance among gender, men and women equally interested, so in their willingness to access services over the internet and cell phones. So that was the findings that we got, and which doesn't surprise us at all. So what did we learn? What were the lessons and what information did we get and what conclusions can we draw? So we found that, you know, that 3 out of 4 people in the Central Valley, they have access to cell phones and PCs, and that most of them, majority have them, they have access to the internet. Majority of the respondents expressed the view that, you know, they are willing to use at least one medium of service, like either emails or cell phones, or to get lab tests, to have appointments over the internet. So they were interested, and it didn't, you know, it varied across the services, but there were interest at least in one. And it differed by age. 55% years older, they were less likely to be interested in telemedicine, and I expressed like my views on that. You know, it's maybe it's a generational thing, and so that needs to be taken into consideration when you are thinking about policy. So maybe it's something for the next generation, or if we're trying to target the older population, it may not be the best way to go forward, you know, using this technology. But maybe is it about educating people? Warning the younger generation about STDs or other health information. You know, cell phones may be a very good way. And I already know that in San Francisco they tried out. There's a pilot project where you could, you know, call a number and they will give you all the information on STD, or, you know, if you ask them questions like, okay, I had unprotected sex, and what's the repercussion? And they can just call you back, or they can send you a text message. So it can be a very good method to target the younger folks, but may not be the great idea if you're targeting the older people. And finally, like, you know, the last slide. So we also saw that the Hispanics were more interested, more willing compared to the non-Hispanics. This is a bit confusing, and I think we need to go to the bottom of that. Is it because of lack of insurance, or is it a cultural thing? I think we need to do more research on that. But at least it shows that Hispanics are interested. You know, I have heard anecdotes. I have talked to people who say that, you know, we don't like telemedicine because you know, it's a second-rate care, and it's because, you know, you're providing it for the Hispanic population, and, you know, you want to get away with providing second-rate care. And so in this survey, I saw, like, you know, people are still interested. You know, there might be some perceptions like that, but this survey at least says that, you know, the willingness is there, and people, I don't think, especially the young generation, do not think in that way. We didn't find any discrepancies, you know, in terms of using of telemedicine or e-health in terms of gender. So what can we get? What conclusions can we draw? I think, you know, it has promise in the Central Valley. We have a lot of potential. There are lots of community health centers. They are willing to adopt e-health and telemedicine. But I think, you know, it requires a lot of research and thoughts in terms of what can we convince the providers too. So there is I don't think there's any shortage of interest from the provider, from the consumers. But I think a lot has to do with the providers, that they also need to be interested in that before we can go anywhere in terms of telemedicine. So that's my conclusion. And I'll take the questions later. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, I think this is supposed to be magic. Okay. our next speaker is Magna Shaheen. She's the program director and faculty of the Master of Science in Clinical Research program at the College of Medicine at Charles R. Drew University Medicine and Science. Her research is directed at clinical and translational research and the use of epidemiologic methods, rapid survey approach, and biostatistical modeling. And she's going, oops, we need to click on this, right?